Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Ben Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jeron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, CITR.ca, in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
Tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, located on unceded Musqueam territory on the campus of University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Resto, and this is a program called The Burrow. We are in the midst of something called Holy Land, a song called Holy Land by Jenny Vall, Swedish singer, songwriter, artist, who just came out with a new record on Sacred Bones called Apocalypse Girl, as in apocalypse, comma, girl, but it depends on how you deliver that as far as how you're gonna understand it. It is terrific. I heard it for the first time all the way through yesterday, and it is a great, great record. It's her second full length. Her first, I believe, was Innocence is Kinky last year, teamed up with Susanna to make another very good album called Meshes of Voice. And Apocalypse Girl just came out last week. Very good. An album of fear, self-loathing, self-doubt, and eventually, potentially, self-discovery. It's a very beautiful album, and it's disturbing in a lot of ways as well. So that's what I'm starting off this week with. This is Holy Land, and we're just gonna continue hearing the rest of this track. This is the closing track to the album. Again, it's Jenny Vall on her new album, Apocalypse Girl. Out now on Sacred Bones. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Speaking tongue.
This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you just heard Shilpa Ray from Brooklyn, who I've played before on the program. A new album called Last Year's Savage, which I am a big fan of. That song was the closing track called Hymn, H-Y-M-N, Hymn. One very good line in that, at least the line that sticks out, it's very brief. How did I get so happy? And for me, that's one of those lines that just, it just cuts right to the quick. And it's something you don't think about. You think, why would you question that? But then when you start to contemplate it, it's very overwhelming. It's an overwhelming question. Before that, we started the program with Jenny Vall from Sweden, I believe. New album, Apocalypse Girl. The closing track of that album as well is called Holy Land. Also some very good lines in this song. And throughout the whole album, she kind of has just, it seems like one long theme. She repeats some of the lines from other songs later on. It's all very well put together. It reminded me, my body, of being newborn. I understand why people want to be reborn. I understand why people speak in tongues. I understand why people want to feel newborn. I understand that it's the same as feeling unborn. I understand that we all want to feel unborn. I understand it in America. Just terrific. In between those two songs, I had a ambient interlude, in a way, by an artist that goes by the name of An Ant and an Atom. And this is a guy I met recently. He's from Lethbridge in Alberta. He works at the radio station there. And his project, it's quite good. Ant and an Atom, as I said, very ambient, kind of dark, drone-y stuff. You can find that online. The album's called Overtones. And the song was Say Something Profound, about a pile driver through the floor. All right. So, from Shilpa Ray, from Brooklyn, we're going to stay in. Is that the Burrows? Could I say the Burrows? B-U-R-R-O-U-G-H-S. I don't know if that's accurate. We're gonna stay around that area. Here on the Burrow, B-U-R-R-O-W. A band called Uniform has just come out with a debut record called Perfect World, and this is comprised of a couple of guys who are in different bands, most notably The Men. I believe his name is Ben Greenberg, if I remember correctly. But this is a very good project, at least from what I've heard. On the label 12XU, which is based off of a song title by the band Wire, which is why when I first saw this, the cover looked interesting, and then I saw it was on this label or promoter, what have you, and I just had to listen to it, and you can see the influence of Wire in this, and it's very good. This is the title track, a song called Perfect World. The band is called Uniform, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 77th Annual Radio Relay Race.
That's right, Jim. Lots of great radio stations out on the track this morning, but my personal favorite is CITR. That baby's been going strong for close to 5 decades.
Astute observation as always, Bill, but I think the key is going to be passing the broadcast smoothly from the old sub to the new station in the Nest.
Absolutely agree, Jim. Folks, you should tune in on Saturday, June 27th, and listen live to their first broadcast from the new station.
That was oddly direct, Bill.
You know how much I value clarity, Jim. The big changeover happens from 1 to 5 p.m. on the 27th.
Tune in then, folks.
Hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
In the way.
from San Francisco, or is it San Diego? California. That was a band from the 1990s called A Minor Forest. Unfortunately, falling under the generic term of math rock, I really, really am and kind of despise that term, to be blunt. Math rock. I think it just doesn't make sense. I don't, first of all, know where it came from. And then second of all, it just has this undertone to it that you think it's just going to be this, I don't know. Whenever you hear that term, you get one sound into your head. And now, to be fair, the reason I discovered this band, A Minor Forest, is really because they sound like Slint and other bands from that scene in Louisville back in the early 90s. But that makes sense. That this album, Flemish Altruism, was produced by Steve Albini, so it has that signature Albini sound, you might say. Anyhow, before that was Uniform, new group from Brooklyn. Their new album, Perfect World, just came out, and I played the title track to that record, Perfect World. This program is called The Burrow. It's on every Monday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto, and we got about 25 minutes left in the show. And I've got enough lined up. I can make it. But if anyone is out there listening and feels so inclined, give me a call, 604-822-2487, and feel free to drop a request. I'm not gonna take everything that's requested of me. But if it is along the lines of maybe what you've been hearing today, or if you've heard the show in the past, if you think it's something that would fit, I'm sure I'd be willing to find it and play it for you. 604-822-2487. For now, I'm going to move on. There's a very good show happening at the Astoria, I believe, this Thursday. Headlined by Softis, a new supergroup of sorts here in Vancouver. Their record is called Dark Power. They are playing alongside Mormon Crosses and Failing, both friends of the program here, as well as Inherent Vices. So I'm going to get a couple of those bands on here, starting with Softis, a song called Medicine off of their album Dark Power here on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Crooked Necks, a band called Crooked Necks, here on the Borough, CITR 101.9. And that was courtesy of a caller by the name of Ferris. Thank you so much, Ferris, for calling in. Recommended Crooked Necks, and it was pretty good. Very impressed. I just kind of quickly found this song. It's called Ruining You on a split, I guess, that they did with a band called Circle of Ouroboros. It's another death black metal band in the same vein as Crooked Necks. Much appreciated the call in. You know, I always feel a little weird because when I'm on the phone answering the phone, it's very brief and I don't respond all that deeply to what people are saying. But it's kind of just because I'm a little bit confused. There's a song ending over here, there's a phone over here, etc. So Ferris, what I mean to say is very, very much appreciated that you're listening, tuning in, and very apt and fitting recommendation. It's great. Crooked Necks, going to go look more into that. After a brief break here, I'm going to come back with Failing, Vancouver trio Failing, who, as I said before, will be playing this Thursday with Softus at the Astoria. And we shall see where it goes from there. Got a couple of things lined up. We'll see which choice, which executive decision I make. But next will be Failing. Sorry. After a brief break here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is The Borough.
From June 17th to the 21st, celebrate Aboriginal Week by tuning in to the Red Jam Slam Radio Festival. The festival will be broadcast across Canada on 7 different radio stations. Hear musicians like Murray Porter, Warren Hooley, Karina Keeling, Bo Dick, Talke Blaney, Cheryl Bear Barnston, Rising Heat, Soul Carvers, January Rogers, Red Soul Blues, Dallas Yellowfly, Christy Lee, Brander Raven, and many more. This year, listen live from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time from June the 17th to the 21st. For more information, check out redjamslam.com.
Beppy Chris Band presents... Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut-up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
So, Failing track is... I actually was a little bit upset that it wasn't working, but then I realized I can use this. The Failing track is failing right now. So I'm going to quickly get a new album that we just got in the station. A band called Flesh World have an album called The Wild Animals in My Life, which I've been pretty into. It's very solid. It's on Iron Lung Records is what it came out on. Similar to things like Perfect Pussy in that vein. I don't know, is that lo-fi punk? Something along those lines. So, The Wild Animals in My Life is the album. This song is called Poolside Boys by Flesh World.
Thank you.
That's right. I got it to work. That was failing, as I meant to play a little bit earlier. See-through was the song, closing track to their terrific 2014 album called The Apple in the Pig's Mouth. I find I've played a lot of closing tracks today. I don't know what it is. I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason to that. Program coming to an end. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9. Thank you all for listening. I will be back next week, hopefully, joined by a group. I'm trying to get in contact with Inherent Vices, who I'm going to close the show with. They are playing the show at the Astoria that I've talked about now a couple of times, along with Failing and Softest and Mormon Crosses. So, Terrible Visions is the new tape by Inherent Vices. I'm going to play the title track, Terrible Visions, to close the show here for this week. And hopefully, if anyone from the band is listening, I'd like to have you on. So, I'll be back next week. Thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach, drinking some booze.